Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. I am Molly McCord, and I appreciate your presence and energy here today as we talk about the astrology and energies of February 22nd into March 1st. Yes. March. We're talking about March already because, wow, hasn't February been fast, been big, been a flurry even? It has been quite a dynamic month. And we are moving through eclipse season, which I like to call our eclipse sandwich. That's what we're in the middle of right now. We are in eclipse season. It only happens twice a year, every 6 months. We have two eclipses. Sometimes we have three. And so this month we've had two. One eclipse, the one on February 10th, was actually a new energy that came in. That was the Leo energy, very fiery, very dynamic, hopefully brought you new levels of courage and confidence and a sense of self, a sense of creativity, a sense of who you are. Now we've been moving through the juicy inner parts of the eclipse sandwich, and we're going to have our second eclipse, which is a new moon solar eclipse in Pisces. That means the sun and the moon are both in Pisces in a conjunction. And this eclipse, the second one on Sunday, is actually part two of the eclipse in September. So let's put together some pieces here. What you are working through right now is part two of whatever was initiated, came through, or started in September, in the fall, here in the Northern Hemisphere, the spring in the Southern Hemisphere. September was that new something, that new information, realization, a change, awareness, something that was working with you to help you grow, evolve, change. And now here we are, part two of that same energy that's helping you take it to a new place, a new level, perhaps even a new completion. In my world, this eclipse energy has been quite interesting and quite clear. In September, my family and I moved from Seattle to Florida. We moved into a house. We got settled. And now we just bought a house, and we are moving again. So the first eclipse was the move to Florida. The second eclipse is the move into our real home. And we will finally be settled, grounded, be able to really become at home here in our new place. So take that example and look at it in your own life. Look at how you are now really coming into something that is meant to be more grounded, more secure, more of you. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about this eclipse, of course. For those of you who are new to this show, this podcast, welcome. It's called a radio show because I do it live. I'm not recording anything. I just go. I just start talking. And I have been doing this show since 2012. Through the years, I've interviewed many guests, many different spiritual experts and healers and coaches and authors. And it's just been a great platform for meeting new people and sharing their gifts. And I have since evolved the show to now focus on weekly astrology. And that's because I've had my own changes going on, which I mentioned a few shows ago, but just to update some of you, I've been doing my spiritual work, study, and knowledge gathering, if you will, for over 25 years. And it's important to keep moving ourselves forward. And I've had to make some big decisions about where to invest my energy and what is a priority to me right now. And as I've mentioned before, I love talking about astrology. I love helping you understand this wild world, this crazy language of astrology. It makes me so happy to help you understand your energy better, to help you piece together your astrology chart. That's just where my energy naturally rises. And I have written 10 books and shared a lot of information and knowledge through those books, all different kinds of books. And I'm now moving forward into really helping people with their own business and to guide them into taking their business to the next level. So I now offer free weekly business training. You can find the link there on the show description. It's also at mollymccord.online. And that is where I'm moving forward this year. And so I still have the spiritual information to share with you. I bring that through in this weekly show. But it's important right now that we keep evolving and we honor ourselves and where we are graduating, where we are moving forward. 2017 is a year of really stepping into something that is right for you right now. It's just an ongoing theme. The heavens support that, the cosmos support that, the universe and spirit and your angels are saying this is your year to move it forward in some capacity. Now on that note, I've been scheduling many sessions this month with people from all over the world. A shout out to some of those in South America and Brussels and a few people in Asia. I'm always excited to connect with people all over the world, especially when you line up the time zones. It's really crazy. It's really crazy. And so we've been connecting and helping you understand your astrology chart, helping you get clear about your priorities, your needs, your messages. And as much as we talk about the energy of 2017, moving forward, all the new stuff coming through, for a number of people, it's actually a slower year, meaning they're meant to pace it out. They're meant to go slower, to not feel rushed, to not feel like this is the year I have to make everything happen, and I don't have the energy for it. See, the universe always works in cycles of energy and balance. There's always balance. And so there's the times when you will feel that you're meant to take action and move it forward and keep going. And then there's other times, periods of time, which could be 1 year, 3 years, a month, when you're meant to go slower. And that keeps you in balance. That keeps global energies in balance. Imagine if we're all rushing around with our heads cut off like chickens and going crazy. I mean, that's just too much, right? We need people who are moving slower, who perhaps are having more inner years. It's a quieter year. You whisper. It's a quieter year. So please honor what is right for you right now and what you're feeling for 2017. And that's one of the gifts of astrology. Is that it shows you that. It shows you, oh, actually, this is a slower year for me. And it validates you. It validates what you've been feeling. It takes away the anxiety or expectation that you should be doing something or you should be moving ahead or this should be happening. It takes away that and allows you to just understand your energy and what you need right now. One of my favorite things about astrology is that it really connects you with more of you. And I hope that it helps you fall in love with yourself and your energy even more. And so as we move through these eclipses, we are typically unstable. There's a lot of fire going on right now, a lot of fire and dynamic energy in the air. We have a lot of planets in fire signs. And so that creates the movement, action, go, 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 create, inspiration, spiritual growth. It's very, it just has this intensity to it. And now we're bringing back, or I should say pulling in, a balancing force right now with this eclipse that's coming up on Sunday the 26th. And that is more water energy, as we have more planets this weekend that are entering water signs. So the Sun is already in Pisces. Neptune is already in Pisces. Chiron is in Pisces, although further along in the later degrees of Pisces. This weekend, we're going to have Mercury entering Pisces. We have the North Node in Pisces, and then we're going to have the Moon enter Pisces. So I just said Pisces a lot, and you get the picture that, okay, there's a strong sense here of the Pisces energy. So what is that? Well, Pisces is the final astrological sign, the 12th sign. It's a water sign. It's intuitive, emotional, creative. It's all about your extrasensory abilities, spiritual gifts, what you can't see, what you can't touch, where you connect to your guides, your angels. It's connected with channeling, meditation, listening. And it's a sign of completion and letting go, which makes absolute sense because it's the last sign of the zodiac. And so we are meant to be completing. And there's always this weird juxtaposition with Pisces and a new moon because they're actually two different energies. Pisces says, let go, complete, be done, forgive, move on. And the new moon says, begin, start, initiate, get going. Add to that the solar eclipse energy, which is more dynamic and powerful, and it's just a bigger download of energy. So the way to put these together, to put these pieces together, is to see that you really are meant to be ending something. You really are meant to be changing and moving forward, moving ahead, completing and letting go. So much Pisces energy can signal a big letting go, a collective letting go, a collective goodbye. There could be a celebrity or a significant public figure who chooses to leave. There could be tears. There could be big emotions. There could be a lot of activity with water because Pisces is about the oceans. Now, I don't see astrology as a tool that is meant to predict doom and gloom. I think that, you know, if a person dies, that's a soul-level choice. If something happens globally or worldwide, it's meant to do a clearing. It's an energy clearing. It returns us to the present moment. It returns us to a reminder that we don't have forever, that we are here in human form for a temporary time. And how are you making the most of it? That wonderful quote, spiritual beings having a human experience. Steve Rother is credited with saying, it's such a great quote. I hope I don't drop the ball. Human beings having a spiritual experience. So he flips it around and reminds you that it's really about this awakening process. It's really about how do you carry the awakening energies with you in your life on a daily basis in your human suit. And that's what this solar eclipse is about, that check-in point. What is done, what is complete? Now, I see this big Pisces energy as a portal of energy that's helping us let go, exfoliate, be done. And it's across all lifetimes. The energy is conjunct the South Node. The South Node is our letting go point. It's our completion. It's where we are growing away from, moving up from. And it means we're really getting rid of our victim energies, which everyone carries, which everyone has. It's the separateness, feeling, those fears of separateness, that I'm separate from God, I'm separate from spirit, I'm all alone here. There's a sense of you can fall into the self-pity or blame, being the victim, all those lesser things. That's what we're moving away from. And you might feel it going down the drain. You might feel it dropping away. You might feel it ending. And it could be ending for you, most likely, across multiple lifetimes. And something could rise up inside you that feels emotional or brings tears or feels like a healing, and you might not logically understand it. That is Pisces. You don't logically understand the source or where it's coming from, but you feel it. It's real in that sense. You intuit it. It's a very strong emotion, and you simply allow it to flow, allow it to go, allow it to be. So it's a really good time for healing work, energy work, being in tune with the body, and being aware of how you feel and what you're sensing, what you're picking up on, and how to take care of yourself. You might just need to go nap. You might need to meditate more. This weekend, it could just be that sense of I want to be alone. Could be that sense of I want some privacy. If you can, plan for it. Plan for it. The other thing that's come up this month, at least in my neck of the woods, there have been a lot of animals that have, quote unquote, gone missing. Now, they're only missing to their owners. They're not missing to themselves. They know right where they are. But lots of dogs and cats have been out on a big adventure. And that happens a lot during eclipse season because the energies are so big and animals feel it. They're all energy. You know, they're often very wise beings that are picking up on the energies of their households, of their owners, of the people they're around. You know, for a lot of animals, the house, the yard, the neighborhood, that's their whole world, right? So they're extra tuned in and they're extra aware. And, you know, you walk your dog and they love the smells and they love the senses and they're just alive in that manner. And so when energies are extra big during eclipse season, they can be on overload. They need that time to just maybe get away. And that's why dogs and cats and our friends will run away, is because they're trying to find a new stability or safety. It's usually to be self-protective or self-care. So just make sure your animals are being well cared for right now. And understand that they do pick up on things. They absolutely pick up on what's going down and what's going on. So this weekend we have all this extra doses of Pisces energy coming in. That's because the moon enters Pisces, Mercury enters Pisces. You may need to sleep more. You might want to be alone more. But in addition to all that, underneath it, we have this really dynamic warrior energy, which is Mars in Aries coming up to a conjunction of Uranus in Aries. And this is the quintessential definition of aggression, military action, violence, danger, like unexpected danger or freak accidents. Be careful. Be careful. Please be careful. Right now, the end of this week, into next week, just be careful with everything. You're driving, you're operating anything, any kind of machinery. Just be careful because it can be these crazy energy strikes that come through. And we have to be very conscious of ourselves. So if you get angry, you need to do some karate moves or something to work the energy out. Go for a run, lift weights, do something physical. In fact, you have to move with this energy. Even though I just said you'll want to meditate, yes, you'll also need to move. So it's energy that is asking you to let go of something, be done, take some deep breaths, meditate, and then also move it through you. If you feel the anger, if you feel upset, if you feel triggered, if you're, you know, pissed, honor that. Hopefully that's not what it is. But that is what's coming up here on the global stage. And I think we're going to see some things that are going to be more violent, more disturbing, more unfortunate. Do you remember last June, I believe it was, there was that horrible story about that toddler at Disney World who was, God, I don't even like to say it, who was dragged underwater by the alligator? That is the energy here. Unexpected developments. It's like this ferocious aggression. And those are the kinds of things that can get released or come up, or there's like that breakthrough of energy. It's just like this explosion. And your job and your assignment is to be very conscious of how you channel something and to be aware of it through you. Now, it can also be a really good starting point for something that is important to you. It can be like you finally have clarity, or you finally know what to do, or you're finally ready to take action. It's good to finally say, I've had enough. I want to start the new exercise program. I've had enough. I need to take care of myself in some way that I've been putting off. So there is a sense here that self-care is really one of the highest ways to use this energy. You're just done. You're like, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I am requiring more from myself. Now, during eclipse time, there's so much going on, and it's moving around, and it's up in the air, that it can be hard to find clarity. It can be hard to find answers. It can be challenging to know the meaning. Or what is this supposed to do? Or what am I supposed to do? Allow that. Allow that of yourself. Allow yourself to just be open to, it's not the right time, or I don't have clarity, or the pieces are moving around. And you will know, I think, next week. Because after eclipse season moves through us and we enter into March, I'm going to feel a shift. If you're tuned into the energies, if you do that kind of a work or a connection, you can feel the shift of every month. And it's funny because we know, okay, well, you know, it's just a Gregorian calendar thing. In the world of time and space, there is no March 1st. It's just a continual stream of energy. There's no dates. It's not that linear. But you can feel it because the collective is tuned in to this calendar. We're all tuned in to this reality of time and space and the next month. So you feel it from that energy standpoint. And I think that March is going to be a nice shift into a little bit of slowing down and some sense of, okay, let me figure out more of what has transpired. In the beginning of March, you may want some more downtime. But again, there's still a lot of fire in the air. So it's going to be this sense of, but I have to move along. I have to get things done. I really have a lot of inspiration coming through. So understand that there is a lot of fire wanting you to create. After the eclipse on Sunday, the moon stays in Pisces on Monday, and then on Tuesday, it enters Aries, and it goes into another fire sign. We'll have the moon, Venus, Mars, Saturn, and Uranus all in fire signs. That's gonna continue this year. You're going to feel there's always this undercurrent of movement for what you're creating or doing, wanting, growing. The fire energy keeps us moving. And when the moon is in a fire sign, we feel that extra charge in the day, that extra sense of, I got to create and move it and do it and, you know, keep it going. So that will be the middle of next week, and it's going to set off some really good energies as we move into March. And at the same time, we're going to still have the water energy, all in Pisces. Now, you think about water and fire together. Well, water can put out fire, right? It can be that emotional overload. It can be a sense of lack of clarity. It can be just feeling ungrounded. We only have one planet in an Earth sign. That's Pluto in Capricorn. So it isn't going to be until later on in the spring that we actually feel more grounded. So it's important right now to find a way to ground yourself intentionally, and that can be through eating root vegetables, good proteins, meditations that you feel ground you and simplify. But there is a sense here of the movement is necessary. And are you ready to trust it? And are you ready to trust yourself? Are you ready to trust the new parts of yourself that February is opening you up to? And it could be opening you up to a deeper belief in yourself, more courage, more healing, a higher understanding. You could be shifting some unconscious belief systems that you didn't even know you had. It's like, I didn't know that was in my back pocket. You are meant to be, I guess another way to look at it is that February maybe has been uncomfortable. And that's not always what we want. But it's meant to stretch you. You know, it's meant to keep you moving and expanding into yourself with those deeper truths of who you are at a soul level. So this solar eclipse, as I mentioned, I see it as a portal of energy that downloads into you that feels like true soul energy openings. And so it comes in to help you let go and be done with something, to heal something, self-forgiveness, self-compassion, always biggies, right? Because we can hold ourselves to standards that are ridiculous. And we are meant to be letting that go at some point. So you're letting go of old parts of yourself, old stories, old lessons, anything that's expired, it's just done. And again, you could feel the tears and you might not understand it, and that's okay. Are you okay with that discomfort? Because your trust is stronger. So we're meant to be letting go of old soul energy that has served its purpose. And then we bring in those higher downloads that are helping us move forward, that are really infusing you with exactly what you need right now. So be clear with your intentions on Sunday and this weekend. Be clear about what you are ready to open up to. Be clear about your willingness to open up. Be clear that you're ready. You're ready, and you can ask for the support to come through as you sleep, as you nap, as you meditate. You may feel urged to visit the water, take a bath, put your hands in the river, go to the lake. All of that is supported with the strong water energy, and it's about being receptive to more of you that's coming through to support you going forward. And next week, I'll be back here on Wednesday with a new show, a new broadcast to help you with the energies of next week. Thank you so much for joining me. I wish you a beautiful new moon solar eclipse in Pisces, and I'll connect with you very soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.